Hello and welcome to another secret. This is James Maduke speaking, the author of 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing. And as I mentioned in last secret, we said we're talking about starting into a little bit of a transition. And the transition really was looking at the two facets of selling. And really we talked about online selling. We said there's two important things to understand. One was traffic and the other one was conversion. And what I want to do is I want to talk a little bit about traffic and conversion a bit today, and then we're going to get on to the other secret. But I want you to understand that traffic and conversion in the internet marketing space are identical to what's required in face-to-face selling. So it's the same process that's there, but the way that it works in terms of the mechanics are a little bit different. So if you think of it, if you're a traditional salesperson, you need qualified prospects, you need suspects, you need some leads. That relates to internet marketing, to traffic. And then after you have a qualified prospect or qualified lead, it's up to you to convert or actually persuade and influence someone to make the sale. So you've got the traffic, which is lead generation, and then you've got the conversion, which is the sales process. Now, in the internet marketing world, we talked about traffic and conversion and how you needed website traffic. There was a whole bunch of ways to get that. And then conversion, which was the ability to get someone to lay out their credit card online, give it to you through your website, and actually pay for a product or service, or at least start that sales transaction or complete that transaction online. Now, here's the secret for this week, and I want you to think about it because it's important. Conversion is always more important than traffic. Let me say that again. Conversion is always more important than traffic. Now, that may ruffle some feathers, and that's okay, but I want you to think about this. It's your job to work on conversion first, and then traffic secondary. And what does additional traffic allow you to do? Something called testing. And we'll get into that obviously a little bit later secret. But it's important that you understand that traffic is secondary to conversion. Now, how do we know this? Well, think about it for a second. Alex Mendozian, who if you've listened to Small Business Heroes, my other website at www.smallbusinessheroes.com, I interviewed Alex Mendozian for an hour and 40 minutes the first time. And in fact, we talked strictly about conversion. And if you look at most of the people that are doing well online, you'll find that they come from the conversion or web copywriting or traditional direct mail side of business or industry. And they've taken that ability to convert someone online and put it in the online world. They haven't worked on getting massive amounts of traffic. They've worked on converting first. After you know that you can convert someone and someone is willing to pay for what it is that you're selling, then all you have to do is plug traffic in, continue to test and refine. But the first thing is conversion. Make sure that you have that valuable product or service and that you have a site that sells, then plug in the traffic. Because you're going to be able to generate limited traffic in the short term to see if you can convert. Once you get a system working, that's when you focus on taking that conversion and making it into money by converting that traffic into dollars. Now, Alex Mendozian, and I believe one of his sites, he gets about 100 people a day to that particular site. And I think it's webcopywritingcoach.com, if I remember correctly. But that particular site, it's Marketing with Postcards. He has Marketing with Postcards. That particular site, and on it, he brags, he only gets about 100 visitors a day. So he gets about 3,000 visitors each and every month, but he's earning tens of thousands of dollars per month because he can convert the traffic that he is getting. Think about that for a second. With your website, what are you doing? Working on conversion first or traffic first? If you get a whole bunch of traffic and you don't convert any of it, you've wasted the traffic. If you have a site that converts first, it's easy to work on and massage additional traffic into that site that already converts. And remember, when I'm talking about conversion, it's not necessarily just a conversion to a sale. Remember how I said that some sites are meant for collection or collecting email addresses? That's a form of conversion, isn't it? So understand the purpose of the site that you're getting. Make sure that it accomplishes that purpose, either converting a visitor into a client through a transaction or sale, or in fact capturing a brand new visitor, capturing their email address to be able to start building a relationship with them. This is James Maduke speaking. You've been listening to 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing, and we've just listened to Secret 17. See you next week.